It was the end of summer, when the hills were bone dry and brown. The sun beating down and shimmering up off the pavement was enough to give you heat stroke. Once winter came, Empire Valley would be compensated for 5 months of hot misery with 3 months of torrential rain, the kind of downpours that make the freeways slick and send cars sliding into one another on ribbons of oil. On the bright side, the hills would turn a green so lustrous they would look as if they had been spray-painted. And in the morning, the fog would transform the valley into an Arthurian landscape. But before the days got shorter and the rain came, there was the heat and the dust and the sun conspiring to drive the whole town crazy. School was starting on Monday. I had 2 more days of freedom. I hadn't slept very much since Wednesday night. My palms were sweating, and everything ached with the ache that comes after a long hike and a couple of rough falls. My mother wanted to take me to a doctor for the insomnia, so the night before school started, I didn't go home. Instead, I went to Empire Creek Bridge, where I thought I could clear my head. The bridge was a small, overgrown stone arch, a mimicry of ancient Roman architecture that was more about form than function, and could only accommodate one car at a time, going one direction on its carefully placed cobblestones. A narrow, slow-moving body of water ran beneath it, and clumps of oak trees rose up near its banks. The bridge was almost useless, but very picturesque. Along one side of it was a small ledge meant for pedestrians, and this was where I lay down, so that I wouldn't get run over, and closed my eyes. I needn't have bothered. All night, not one car passed. I could have died on that bridge, and no one would have known. This is not to say that I wanted to die. I wasn't, and have never been, suicidal. The valley was blanketed by a late, torturous heat wave that made the shadows the only decent place to sit during the day, and the dry winds kicked up the dust, making me uneasy. I had grown up in Empire Valley and was used to these uncomfortable summers, but this time I had begun to feel a restlessness reverberating through my bones like the persistent hum of cicadas. It had been a long, slow summer. I had spent most of it reading massive Russian novels on my porch, playing video games, and sleeping until noon. I didn't have a lot of friends, and I didn't see much of anyone apart from my parents. I had plenty of schoolwork, too. My class schedule for the upcoming year promised to be brutal, with 6 AP classes and college application season right around the corner. But nothing seemed to be able to occupy me for very long. My mother had an easy explanation for my agitation. It was my senior year, and I was under a lot of pressure, especially from my father, to chart my future. But it was more complicated than that. There was another reason I had come to Empire Creek Bridge. The year before, almost to the day, a girl I loved had died on this bridge, shot in cold blood. The police considered the matter solved. There had been an arrest, a trial, a guilty verdict. But Carly's murder retained an air of mystery for me, and so did the place where she died. I had so many questions, but nobody except Carly seemed capable of answering them, and by the time I had found her body, she was already dead. Despite all the effort I had put into blocking that night from my mind and trying to forget, the murder still haunted me. I didn't know what help spending time at the bridge would be, but I had been drawn there throughout that boiling summer, and I thought it was best to go with my instincts, even though they never seemed to do me any good.